Bear Podcast 439.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise.
The Matt Bear Problem.
Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 439. Woo. And, it's a... It's a Monday right now. We're recording this on October 16th. Did I say it right? Or 15th? What is this? What is it?
Today's the 15th.
Today's the 15th. Why did we say 16th here in this room?
I don't know. I wasn't the one that did the notes this week.
Okay.
That's clerical error.
Clerical error? Okay. So, welcome to our own little show here. And we have an in-studio guest here, our friend Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey.
You can see me eating cake. I'm eating cake.
He's eating cake right now.
He's eating his birthday cake.
It's his birthday cake, and it's his birthday celebration. Actually, his birthday was last week, and we decided to have this party last Friday at Jenny's Noodle House. So you see some pictures here with
some really hot bear.
Hot bears over here.
No, not so hot.
Not so
Eh.
What do you mean? It's a hot bear. Yeah. Yes.
Chaser. Bear. So, yeah, two chasers are okay.
So, okay. We've been quite busy this week. You've been quite busy this week. Or last weekend. Or last
I guess
weekend.
So.
Yeah. So, what have you been up to? I heard you screaming like a girl. No, I'm kidding.
I wasn't screaming like a girl.
Okay.
So, well, let's see. Friday night, we did Wayne's birthday party. And I was designated driver. So, Wayne just got a... shit face wasted. I mean, it was pathetic. I had to carry him out of the bar. He was throwing up in the street. It was all kind of,
Really? Oh my God.
It's just like, God, man.
Four drinks.
Four drinks and you were smashed.
That's right. Four drinks and you smashed. Lightweight Asian. And he couldn't stand up in his heels or anything.
Oh, Lord.
And his leopard print spandex pants were all ripped and torn. It was horrible. It was just a mess. Just a mess.
I wish I had been there, but, I did arrive. I left around 11 o'clock that night. Was that Friday?
That was Friday night.
It was Friday night.
Yeah. I got home about 3 a.m. that morning. It was probably 2:33 a.m. Yeah, I went to bed about 3:15, so.
Mm-hmm. I was too tired. I've been busy the whole day. I've been out since 7 a.m. and then had to go home at 11. So it was just a really tiring day. But
I slept late Saturday. I was so worn out. So.
Okay. So...
And then let's see, Saturday.
Saturday, what did you watch, Ray?
We went and watched Sinister.
And how did you like it?
I was not a big fan of Sinister. I don't mind slashing gore flicks like Freddy Krueger and Jason and all those. But this one was just, it was messed up. I just don't like it. You actually sit there and watch the people get murdered.
That's the point of horror
but it's
films
not like
this.
No, but it's, I mean, the movie opens up with a family getting hung.
Okay.
And you see them getting hung, and they're dangling and kicking until they die.
Okay.
And it's
not
the kind of horror I like.
You like the horror when there's some comedy, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I like slasher flicks like Jason and Freddy and them. You know, Cabin in the Woods, that crap was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And scary, made you jump. But this is like one of those supernatural things where you had to think about it, and there's a storyline, and then the big reveal at the end, and you were like, "Oh my God!" So,
is it recommendable for people who can handle horror?
I don't know. If you have children, don't go see this movie. Oh. You'll never be able to sleep again with your door open.
It's that bad. Huh?
So, but it just wasn't my thing.
Okay.
So.
Well, probably one of these days I'll probably watch it and maybe. What is that box like, again? Was that in the box again?
What box?
It says something about something 2012, summer pictures or the one I texted you.
I don't understand what your meaning of that was.
There was a, wasn't there a box that was delivered to them or something, and something came out.
Well, no, the whole thing starts off with the guy, this writer, he writes, he follows serial killers or murderers around and does a whole story, writes books on them, and he's had one big, huge book, and all the rest of them kind of been flops. So he's hoping this to be his next big book, and when he goes up in the attic, there's a box there, and there's a bunch of 8mm film.
That's it, 8mm.
And it's labeled and stuff, and then when you watch it, I guess this is a spoiler alert, but this is not too much that you don't already see on the preview,
trailers,
and he's watching the films, and it's the films of the people being killed. Mm-hmm. So, and then the last one, of course, is the last one that got videotaped. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, so maybe one of these days, I'll watch it. I don't. Can I watch it alone? I think I can handle horror. Okay, there's a trick with watching horror. When you watch horror films, make sure it's during the day. You watch it during the day, and then you eat out for dinner. Yeah. And then you party, and then you'll forget about the movie. Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't do it the last thing.
There's
at night.
A couple scenes in it, and they just really stuck with me, and they kind of made me sick. And by the time we got to dinner, I ate dinner and I was fine. But I just, we were supposed to go to a haunted house afterward, but I was just wasn't in the haunted house mood.
And
I had enough problems sleeping as it is lately, and I didn't need any more craziness that I already had.
And that's what we did. We went to the haunted house.
That's right.
On Party City.
And I heard you were screaming like a big girl.
I was not screaming.
There's video. There's video on YouTube. You
there's
like
no
a,
video. There's, no one's taking videos.
Julio said there's video.
Yeah, he says it just to scare me. But yeah, it was quite an experience. It costs a lot, about $32.
I know, it's like $25.
It's expensive. Just be scared
for 30 seconds, and then you're done.
Yeah, not really. There's sections. You're there for about a half hour.
Are you
total? So it's let's say 20 minutes for the whole thing. So
yeah,
walking around and being scared and everything. Yeah, and you go as a group, and then they divide you into groups. And then all five of us went. So it's me, Johnny, Andy, and Juan and Martin. We all went, and they would would shout, "Fresh meat!" And then they open the door, then go in. And then you walk in, and then you get scared. People jumping at you. And also, they have signs there saying, "Do not touch the actors, because if you do, it could be assault, and you could be charged." So I didn't want
to. And on the other hand, the actors can't touch you.
Yeah, on the other hand, the actors cannot touch you. But it was kind of freaky. They were walking around with chainsaws. What if they slip or something?
Well, they don't have chains on.
They don't have chains on them?
They don't have the chains on, no. So they're just there to make the noise.
Oh, it just makes the noise? Oh, yeah. I didn't notice. It's too dark.
Yeah, they don't have chains on.
How did you know? Were you one of the actors? Oh, you've done it before? Ooh, okay.
Just saying,
okay. So that was fun. We were there. We kind of scared, and then we went to Amy's. We had to eat ice cream after a whole day, a whole night of being scared. So it's a lot of fun. You should go with us.
I don't know. We'll see about it.
Want to go again? it would be corny if I go along again because I already know what to see.
Well, there's like five or six other haunted houses around Houston.
Oh, really? We can try some more.
Yeah, there's one.
Oh, okay.
There's Scream World.
We should
and then...
do one which both of us haven't seen. Okay. We should do that. Okay, so anything else, Ray? Yesterday.
You were trying on my clothes.
Since Ray moved here in this new studio, or this house, I guess, Ray has got boxes of jeans and pants, and I tried them on.
Well, no, this was the box that had been in the closet for 4 years now. Because it was all the pants and stuff, and they were too small for me to wear. Mm-hmm. And I've lost weight, and I can get back into the 40s now. So okay. It's all good.
40s, really?
Why are you rolling your eyes over there?
40s,
I saw that look.
Really?
Give me that.
Okay.
Like, you didn't believe me. These are size 40s. I put them on today just to prove that I could wear them.
Well, I tried some of them. Some of them were 38s. I'm not really a 38, but I thought I could wing it, but they're just too big for me.
Yeah. He looked like he had a whole bunch of junk in his crotch.
No, it won't look good. So yeah, after that, after the fashion show, we also got to watch, what is that movie? Halloween's Wars. We were watching
Halloween Wars. Yeah,
that was awesome. It was a good reality show.
It's on the Food Network.
If you haven't seen it,
it's where the different teams compete against creating Halloween themed food and
making Halloween, you know, jack lanterns and cake for a bot, cake, you know, cakes for.
They
for
give them a theme, and they're like,
they're just giving the theme.
One like, of the ones we got last night was a like scary clown. So
scary clowns.
All five teams created a scary clown. So
they have to name it, and they have a backstory, and then they have these sinister faces and paintings and everything, and everything's edible. Well, most of it's edible.
Yeah.
They use candy for blood.
Yeah,
right,
fondant, blown sugar
for small balloons, so they would look like balloons. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So I got to watch that, and then we got to watch the one we've been waiting for.
That's right, Walking Dead season premiere.
Did you ever sign up?
What?
Take the Dead?
No, I told you I was cleaning up last night, and I told you to log in and sign me up.
No, I didn't. No,
I know.
Yeah, it's the premiere for the third season, right?
Third season of Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
And all we're going to say about that, there were a lot of zombies.
There were lots of zombies. What do you expect? It's Walking Dead. So actually, Ray and I, we already read the comic books. We know what's going to happen at this point.
That's right. I just read issue 100, and I was not pleased, Cena Grace. Not pleased.
Yeah.
Even though you don't work for the man anymore, I was not pleased.
Well, I will forgive Cena if he, you know, gives us a pass to Robert Kirkman.
Well, he didn't work for him anymore.
Not anymore? He doesn't work for him anymore? What?
He went and he's doing his own thing.
But he's still the editor.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
If you go look at the last one they did, I think either issue 100 or 101 was his last episode.
I have to read it again.
Last edition he was in. And then it went over to the new guy.
So he's now a rock star. Cena Grace is the, I guess used to be the editor of the comic book of Walking Dead. And, you know, Walking Dead by Robert Kirkman. He's the executive producer of the TV version of Walking Dead. But I guess it's not working for him now.
No, he's doing his own little thing, little depressed boy. And I think there's another strip he's doing too.
Oh, okay.
They're going full time with it. So
maybe we should have him on the show again. Okay, so that's Walking Dead. It's pretty good. We were kind of waiting for this part of the comic book to show up on the TV because this is when things really happen. Some security for them, I guess, I should say.
Yeah.
And
well, I thought it was funny. I watched the after show talk thing.
Oh, yeah, Talking Dead.
The prison is actually the back of the building of their studio there.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the back of the studio. So they just went and built it outside the studio so they could go walk out and film and then go back in.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So, was Robert Kirkman on that TV? In the TV?
No, he wasn't there. One of the other producers was there, and they were talking about stuff, and Michonne was on there.
Michonne, the new character. So, she's an awesome character in the comic book. So, you guys, I hope you guys watch it. Tell us what you know about Walking Dead so far.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Don't forget, Wednesday night, by the time this episode's out, American Horror Story Asylum starts up. So,
yeah, that's
so we're getting double dip this week.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
and there's going to be some repeat characters, right?
Well, I don't know about repeat characters. There are some of the actors that played some of the characters in the first season that are playing characters in this, but I don't think they're the same people. I mean, it's not the same characters; it's different characters. Okay. Just the same people play it.
Right.
Group that was in the first season played them.
Okay,
like Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange, yeah, okay. Looking forward to that. On with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. So, which one do you want to take?
I'll take the gay.
Okay, take the gay, right?
I'll take the gay. Since we had Larry on the show last week and we were talking about fatherhood and having surrogate mamas and babies and all that kind of stuff, this came out this week and I actually sent this to him and he was like, holy shit.
He wasted so much money.
Yeah, I know.
Wasted so much money.
Stem cell discovery will allow gay men to create their own eggs for a surrogate birth. A group of scientists from the Kyoto University of Integrated Cell Material Sciences have taken the scientific world by storm, and this has raised numerous questions about the findings and the potential uses and abuses. So basically, they can take your DNA and create a live embryo from it, which they've done with mice. They took cells, stem cells from mice, cultivated them, formed an embryo, implanted them, and had a whole flock of babies, and everybody was all good from it. So the way this is the gay is that you could take two men's DNA or two lesbians' DNA. Say if me and you were a couple, and we want to have a rard,
a Raynard.
Sounds like a retard. But they could take our stem cells, combine them, make a viable embryo with it, and
find a surrogate.
Find a surrogate. But they're saying that probably very shortly, they're going to be able to do it without a person being involved, doing it all in an incubator.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Krypton Chronicles with the whole...
With the
Superboy and the whole cloning everything, or the Kryptonite War.
That's pretty scary. If it's not coming out of a mother, that's kind of weird.
So, it says the discovery could also lead to gay men in the same sex relationships having the ability to create an offspring completely from just the two donors' DNA. Skin cells from one of the men can be used to create the egg, the bottom, and the sperm or sperm created from the skin cells of the other man, be used to fertilize the egg and the in vitro, leaving the surrogate uterus for implantation questions on the table. So it will be interesting to see what happens, because now you don't have to go get eggs and stuff. You can have them created. I'm sure it's going to be very expensive, though.
I bet.
And I'm sure one of the religious groups are going to have a cow over it. So,
who's a very famous or a very rich gay couple? Or maybe do you think, Neil Patrick Harris would do it?
Well, they've already got kids. So.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But they might go back and do it, so.
Yeah, just for the fun of it. Of course, rich people can do
it. Maybe Bill and Hillary will go back and get it. They're a power gay couple.
Who?
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, they can? Yeah. Okay. Why?
Well, they've only had one child. She could go back and have another one with her lesbian lover.
That's right. This can even work with people who are
older.
Older.
That's one of the things.
Even if you're in your 70s or 80s, if you want to have a baby, sure. Get it from your skin. So,
I'm having a hard time concept maybe being a dad in my 50s, but much less
I know
70s and
80s. In your 70s. But you're just saying, it can be done. It can be done. So even if you're old, even if you're sterile or something, it'll be great. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Do you want to have babies using your...
Wayne, you're not barren anymore.
You're not barren anymore. No one's barren anymore at this point, yeah. All right, so on with the geek, guys. So Zeiss Cinemizer head-mounted OLED display wends its way into stores. So the Zeiss... Must be doing well in the lens business, as it hasn't exactly been in a rush to get Cinemizer OLED on the shelves. Still, we're happy to say that the this is coming from Engadget, by the way. Happy to say that the head-mounted display is at last slipping into the retailers. So Amazon partners are now carrying the regular 870x500 version for $749 in the U.S. It doesn't look to be the version with head tracking that we tried earlier this year, but you still get a 3D image through HDMI 1.4 in addition to 2D through either the HDMI link or analog input. The price makes it a tempting alternative to the more advanced but costlier Sony HMZ T2. And for those who'd like something slightly more discreet looking while they zone out with the good movie. So these are these portable glasses that becomes TVs. You can wear it while you're in the plane, and only you can watch it because they're like visors. Yeah, they're like really visors.
Okay, so it's like glasses that's a TV.
Yeah, that's a TV. So it's kind of boring, I guess. If you can just stay in bed, plug it in your iPhone or whatever media player you use.
Or if you're having virtual sex with somebody.
You can do that too. Or if you're if you're watching porn on the plane, and then
other people directly behind you can see it.
No, well, they can't. That's the point. It's visors.
You can see. You can hear the
boom. What about those people who are, you know, compulsive, that whenever they see porn, they start whipping it out and try jerking it off? What if they're on the plane?
What happens, Wayne?
What? They're not whipping it out.
They're just reaching in.
You're just walking around with a tent.
Yeah, so I don't know. Don't you think it's going to be uncomfortable? Don't you think it's uncomfortable wearing that and watching?
I don't know. It depends on how it does, because, you know, I guess it's in a curved lens.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, glasses. Like, it's a little thicker because it's got
like a virtual.
Yeah, one of those virtual things. I mean, is it something that you would spend money with, or would you rather have a big screen?
Well,
like
they're
this?
Selling them at Walmart. I might go get me one.
Oh, okay.
So, but they got it. But that's $640 from now. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So let's see what happens. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be very enticing for people right now. Maybe in the future, if it's a lot cheaper, if it's as cheap as you know, like $100 maybe, or even cheaper. I don't know.
So.
Okay, Ray, this is one of the
bizarre
ones. This is an old story, actually. It came out about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Finally getting able to work into the show because I've been so busy. But I think this is hilarious, you know, because remember when I told you when I was a kid we couldn't play Dungeons and Dragons and all that stuff because it was satanic?
Yeah.
Here you go. World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks getting heat for being a WoW addict.
Yep, that's right. So should I take this one?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the main candidate, it's actually a candidate for, a main candidate criticized for playing World of Warcraft. So
by the Republican Party.
By the Republicans, of course. A candidate in Maine is taking heat for playing World of Warcraft. According to the Associated Press, Democratic Colleen Lakiewicz, a candidate of the Maine State Senate, has been criticized by the Republican Party for playing the popular online game. In a mailing last week, the Maine Republican Party accuses her of living in a fantasy world and making crude, vicious, and violent comments in online forums dedicated to World of Warcraft. So Lakiewicz has responded by accusing Republicans of focusing on her hobbies rather than public policies. "I think it's weird that I'm being targeted for playing online games," she said in a statement. "What's next? Will I be ostracized for playing Angry Birds or Words with Friends?
Or Pigs in Space.
Or Pigs in Space. No, what is it? Pigs in Space? No, it's not. Pigs. What's it? Angry Pigs? What is it?
Angry Pigs.
I can't remember the name. So a website by Republicans includes a link of to Lakiewicz's online character, Santiago. It's a female Santiago, who sports a purple mohawk and is armed with a meteor shard. It notes that the game takes place in a make-believe land of Azeroth. I've been there. And that Lakiewicz is playing at level 85. That's,
well, you're from Panda, whatever it is, ain't
pen,
you?
Pandorum? Pandoria?
Pandoria?
Pandaria?
Pandaria, whatever it's called.
I can't remember.
That's where you're
Pandaria.
From, anyhow, isn't it?
That's right. So 85 is the highest level one can attain. So the mailing said she spends hours, hundreds of hours, involved in World of Warcraft, which features on an array of characters such as trolls and orcs. "We need a senator who lives in our world, not Colleen's world."
Oh, please.
Oh, come on. So, yeah, it's kind of silly that you're being judged with the games you play.
I think it's kind of funny that the Republican Party is calling this out, and majority of the voters anymore that will actually vote is the 24 to 40 age group that play video games all the time.
Yes. "An estimated of 211.5 million people, or about two-thirds of the population, play video games in the U.S. There you go.
Apparently they're not.
Those are voters.
Apparently those voters in Maine don't. So the Republican Party called them out at it. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
That's a lot of potential voters.
Well, I'd rather be online playing World of Warcraft than out being a hooker on the street or doing drugs or snorting up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever the rest of the Republican congressmen do. Or tapping up under the...
Or stop. Tapping your foot on the Minneapolis airport restroom.
That's right.
So. Hey, I've done that. I told you that before. I did.
And didn't get anywhere, did you?
I did not go anywhere. I tried tapping my foot. Nothing happened.
No luck for the Nard.
Nope, not at all. But anyway, okay. So, what do you guys think? Are you guys World of Warcraft players? Let us know. So we could probably, you know, just tell me what you guys think candidates, Senate candidates to who play World of Warcraft. All right, so on with some audience comments. Actually, this is from our friend Dave. He was in Hawaii. I guess.
Wah.
Here we go.
He was in Hawaii.
Hi guys, it's Dave. So hey, I was just watching the last podcast and I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. A whole photo shoot of my nemesis, the dreamy Tigger Bear.
Aww.
I'm right in the middle trying to catch his YouTube hits from Dredge Bar. Why didn't you just make him wolf out of bed while you're at it? I feel so betrayed. I'm not coming to this week's taping. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Dave. Well, you are too far. Your views, number of views, Dave, are way too far from Eric Tigger Bear's video. So, I think Dave's only got about...
two views.
1,000... No, 1,000 views.
1,000 views.
But Tigger Bear has about 25,000 views. So, yeah. Sorry, Dave. You have a long way to go. You have a long way to go. Yeah, but... Eric's been our Wolf for the Bear before, so... I don't know if we could keep featuring him. You'll see pictures of him once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got any shout-outs?
Any shout-outs? I'd like to thank, our guest from last week, Larry. I'm really impressed with his project, Slam, which I'm checking it out. Also, shout-out to Freddie Freeman and Jay Freeman. They are the ones who are organizing Bearpalooza. So go to bearpalooza.com. They're having their 10th anniversary. So we also have an interview with them. It's okay. How about you, Ray?
Shout out to Wayne for his birthday.
Happy birthday, Wayne!
Woohoo! Are you what, 40 now?
Not yet.
Okay. Getting close, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, almost there.
Almost there, that's what I thought. Five more years?
Five more years.
Okay.
Oh,
it's all downhill from...
So young.
All downhill. So, also got condolences to Jason. We're recording this on Monday night, so his father passed this morning. So condolences to you and your family.
Really?
Yeah. So condolences to you. Shout out there by the Eagle. Like the new spot.
New spot.
It's a little dark, but
a little dark, you know, and a little smaller.
But it looks very skinny. Mm-hmm. Black's very slimming.
Black is kind of slim.
It looks like a very slim bar.
Yeah. So shout out also to Johnny, Andy, Martin, and Juan. Thank you for. For taking me along with you guys and screaming like a girl there at the haunted house last Saturday. That was fun. Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us in episode 439. Catch the whole show at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.